This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. As you start your day, let's start it together, reading a little bit of God's Word, the Bible, and seeing what it has to say to us. You know, God speaks to us through His Word, the Bible. The Bible is just words on a page, yes, but words that God inspired and that He still speaks through today, right into your life. We are going through the Gospel of John and just making comments on it together. We come today to verse 35 of chapter 1, talking about John the Baptist. It says, "Again the next day John was standing with two of his disciples, and he looked upon Jesus as he walked, and said, Behold, the Lamb of God. And the two disciples of John heard him speak, and they followed Jesus." Now just think about that for a minute. They've been disciples of John, and they hear him say, Jesus is the Lamb of God, that Jesus is the one that John has been sent to point people towards. And so they start following Jesus. "And Jesus turned and saw them following and said to them, What do you seek? And they said to him, Rabbi, which translated means teacher, where are you staying? He said to them, Come, and you'll see. They came, therefore, and saw where he was staying, and they stayed with him that day, for it was about the 10th hour. One of the two who heard John speak and followed him was Andrew, Simon Peter's brother. And he found first his own brother, Simon, and said to him, We have found the Messiah, which being translated means Christ. And he brought him to Jesus. And Jesus looked at him and said, You are called Simon, the son of John. You shall be called Cephas, which is translated Peter, or the rock. Here's Andrew, one of the two disciples of John, who hears John say, There's the Lamb of God, and he follows Jesus. Where are you staying? He says. Jesus says, Come, and you will see. That's the invitation Jesus Christ gives to us as well. We're interested in him. We want to know more. He's the Messiah, God's sent one. And we want to know more, and he says, Come and see. And I just want to encourage you to respond to what Jesus is saying to you today. Come and see. Do you want to know more about Jesus? Get involved with some Christians. Start asking them questions about what God means to them. Come and see. Well, when he went and saw, he was totally convinced. He went and got his brother. And amazingly, as soon as Jesus sees Peter, he knows Peter is going to be a very significant person in his plan for this world. And he says, You've been called Simon, but your new name is going to be the Rock. Do you know that God has a plan for you as well? He wants to use you in this world. You are just exactly the person that is needed for God's plan. You might not feel like it. You might feel like you're a failure in many ways, or you have many glaring weaknesses, or you may see some of your strengths. But regardless of that, there is a specific way that God wants to use you in this world. He already sees it before you become that person that He wants to shape you into. He sees your potential if you will only follow Him. Make Him the leader of your life. Allow Him to begin to reshape your way of thinking about life, your way of relating to people, not in ways that you can change yourself, only in ways that He can change you. Why don't you put yourself completely in His hands and trust Him? I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.